Stories. I hinted at about the new IKEA catalog that I was going to do a little reflection trend analysis compared with the old catalog from last year. Because last year, no, it was this year in March. No, what? Oh my God. Yeah, anyway, March 2018. I was at a design conference and in Oslo with hosted by gosh, was it Bunit? One of the big interior design magazines here. And it was cool. It was like being in a magazine. They had a bunch of articles and different speakers. So it was like you were, instead of reading the article, it was like the speakers were speaking about their knowledge and also predicting the trends that were coming. And so one of the speakers is a color expert. She's all about bringing color in. And she talked about, again, there's, a lot of these trends where they come from is design conferences, in particularly there's a big one in Milan, and that is where they predict a lot of what's coming. And so when I got the IKEA catalog, I just noticed immediately that there were several things that had been spoken about in this design conference as coming back into interior. And that's what was interesting with IKEA, because IKEA is very brilliant. They are interior decor powerhouse. They are relatable. A lot of people love them across the world. So I thought they are very smart. They know how to handle new trends and also stick to what people like. So maybe you're wondering, drum roll, what is the biggest change that's coming? And it's all about color. It's color. Color is going to be coming back in a big way. As you see the background behind me, like interior and kind of the white has really been dominant in interior, right? White-based interiors, whiter, lighter furniture, a lot in Scandinavia, that's known as like that minimal Scandinavian look. That has kind of ruled and been very dominant in the trends for the past, what, 10 years or so. And it's what this woman, Dagny, was predicting. And also, what was common in Milan, what was popular, is that when that happens with trends, when it becomes sort of so extreme to one side, then it becomes like a reverse movement responds in an extreme way to that. So that it's going to be a lot of color that comes back and not just ease gradually into it. You get what I mean? That the reverse response, because it's gone so much like so white interior, that it's going to come back in a big way. And just doing a comparison analysis with how IKEA's catalog is laid out, you can see how they're very smartly hinting to that, but at the same time, still have some of their IKEA basics. But just browsing through it, you see a lot of different colors everywhere. And of course, IKEA has always been colorful. They always use colors. They have, oh, sorry, the camera focus. They have colorful furniture and everything. But I'm gonna show with the other catalog the difference. And then, interesting, in this catalog, they would have pages like this where it was just, hey, Keisha, where it was just one color. And they do this a lot, especially with the yellow. There's a couple other ones like that. But what they're hinting at is this, is that color is coming back and in a big way. And I can just show one difference of how IKEA styled their catalog in order to get you kind of warming up, because like they want with their customers, this is a very colorful, and it's not just the furniture that's colorful, because of course IKEA has always had colorful, but they're using walls and interiors that are colorful. And in the magazine from last year, I'm going to show you a comparison with the sofas. The magazine from last year, they had color backgrounds, but you could tell it was just like computer. For example, this, like it's not an actual pink room. They just sort of put a pink background to make the couch interesting. Where are the other couches? Whereas now, and even these, they have different colors. But it's not the real background. It's not in a real room. It's just to add it and to make the white furniture pop. Whereas this current calendar is very much like in the actual room. They have just super colorful rooms where they painted it. I gotta find the cup, sorry. This is interesting, another color page where they've painted the entire room in one color and they placed the furniture there as well. I had them all tabbed out for you now. I have to find them again. Yeah, here. This is in the bathroom. Sorry, I have all my sticky tabs and I have to find it. But yeah, so I think what they've done is very smart. This was a very common thing in design where they'll take like a whole kitchen, right? The whole kitchen is colored. It's not just one part, but they have this idea. And so it does kind of appear, someone commented before that the catalog feels really dark because there's a lot of dark colors that they use. And also because they're using it in a way of like the same similar colors and colors so that the whole impact is, yeah, no. Thanks for tuning in for a little bit. No problem. So that the whole impact is very like, woof, intense. Like you see its color right away. And this is exactly what they sort of predicted that the trend would float in the sense of that it's not just going to be like an ease of like a pop of colors here and there. It's going to move to like a full colorful room with colorful furniture. But of course, you know, they're not everything is color in the furniture, everything, but it's still a big change from the other catalog. So that was what I noticed first and foremost right away. And I've been very curious. I've had my eye on this because of the conference, because I mean, I love color, and I think it's also fascinating because, you know, even if you just scroll through Instagram and everything, it's very dominant interior photos where it's majority of like white or lighter colors. With, you know, it looks prettier with natural pops of color here and there, but it's not like this, right? This feels very, it does feel darker, right? Because it's a darker background. But this is a perfect example of they have actually a blue brick wall here, and they have an actual room with the blue brick wall. You know, they're not, so what they're implying there, whereas before it was just this with a computer blue background. What it's implying is that sense of like coloring your homes, coloring your walls, that's going to be the trend that's coming forward. And of course, trends, right? Trends are trends. You take them with a grain of salt. Your home, you always want to decorate it the way you want to decorate it based on your style. But I do think that it's always interesting to look at where and why. I'm always fascinated by why, right? Why does this come up? Why does it shift? And so it seems like just scrolling through here, you just, it's not so easy, maybe. It just feels darker, maybe a lot of things compared to flipping through this other catalog where, yeah, you can see that, right? It's a lot of lighter colors. But again, if you're wondering why that change, I know, I would love a lot of color. I'm excited by this change. It's true, right? Like I think in some ways, like trends have more impact than we realize in how it's sort of become that norm to have the plain white walls, which we have here, can't really paint them because we're renting it, but you know, it's become that norm. And I'm excited that the norm is changing. And I honestly did it wasn't sure when, you know, the does this color predictor specialist designer was saying that it was going to come back in such a big way. I was like, how can that be possible? Because people are so used to like white interior and you know that style. But yeah, IKEA, I think they did it in a smart way. They know their customers and that not everything is like super color. Like of course, you know, there's still pages like this, but they're really hinting a lot, and I think it's interesting is in between, like I showed you those random pages where it's just like all one color or with the pop of the white, they're hinting that color's kind of bit coming back in a big way. So I think they do it in a fun way, but of course they have their regular IKEA. So you IKEA is brilliant because they always, at the end of the day, it's always what you want and to make it your way. And they make their furniture that it's easy to do IKEA hacks, right? That's a big thing. Make their furniture very easy to adjust with your life. So it's a great eye to see how things are gonna go. Yeah, but I just wanted to share that because I think it helps to know why behind things a lot, and that actually the way trends work isn't gradual and changes, but it's very sort of big, a big shift. And that's what we're gonna see. And now, just gonna keep your eye out and notice and observe, because I think when you do know what to look for, then it'll be like, oh, yeah, I see that. And as shops start bringing out things, you're gonna start to see the changes. Ooh, you wanted each room in your house to be a different color. That's cool. It's like walking through a rainbow, if you or it depends on the colors you did. But me too. Like I think it's so nice to have color. And another thing that Dagny, who I'm referencing this color expert, was saying is that in schools and other places, they're really focusing on getting like the best color for concentrating and everything is actually sort of like a terracotta, which is really popular now, terracotta coral color, because white can give you headaches. Like white is really intense. It's not technically a color, right? And so it's interesting that we have that in our interior. I think in Norway and Scandinavia, it makes sense in some ways because we have dark winters and to like lighten up the sunlight. So that's nice with white. But I do think overall, like the dominance of it isn't necessarily the best for our eyes. So this. I think we're going to see some really cool things happening with this trend shifting and see how, and just for you to think about, how can you add in more color? Or would you consider, you don't have to paint all your walls. You can paint one that looks really nice in a lot of rooms, one wall with like a really saturated color, or there's a lot to play with there. But anyway, I'm sure we're going to get, as always with trends and IKEA, they offer great advice about how, if you do want to bring in more color, how to do that and pick ways. And so, yeah, but I just thought letting you know. Hey, Abby, thanks for the like. And we'll, yeah, there'll be more. And I have Q&A Friday coming up on both Facebook and IG live stream. So that'll be my next live stream. This was just an extra little pop in because I got. As many people, I guess it's coordinated around the world. You get your IKEA catalog for the year this week. So I wanted to share what my observations were. And it's a fun, otherwise, the catalog, it's got nice ideas of like different homes. I think this is in Norwegian, but it says it shares about how each home is unique because each person is unique, which I thought, yes, that's cool. And as you scroll through, it has different tips for the different types of homes. So it's worth taking a look and yeah, reflecting a little bit about what's coming. Okay, have a great week and I'll see you. Yeah, you gotta take a look at your new catalog. Thanks for tuning in, Keisha. It was nice. Aw, thank you. And it's cool. Like, I think overall, we all really like color a lot and it makes us happy. Everyone has their favorite color. So, this trend, it's gonna be fun just to see what people do with this. I'm excited to see and share. And yeah, we can't exactly paint our walls here, but I do kind of think of some fun ways to add in more color. All right, take care, everyone. Bye. I gotta end.